Despite more than an hour of testimony from parents and students asking the district to allow the performance of the Tony Award-winning play, a motion by one board member to overturn the cancellation failed to get a second. School Superintendent Betty Lang says it was the right decision because the musical's use of irony and satire in a story about a town that has outlawed private bathrooms would be lost on younger children.
We should have a musical that extends into the younger grade so we can definitely promote culture and the arts with our youngest students. And at this point, the play Urinetown, the musical, doesn't seem to fit that bill.
But drama teacher Greg Chilkin, who was just about to hold auditions for the musical when it was canceled, says the main objection to the play was simply the title. Chilkin says the school has produced other musicals with much more adult themes than Urinetown.
We've done Evita. We did Chorus Line back in the 80s with stronger language and themes. Age appropriateness stuff came up later in the discussion and I think is, I don't believe, relevant. I would not hesitate in the least to take a six-year-old to see Urinetown. They wouldn't get all the subtleties of the humor, but they'd enjoy the show.
The ACLU says it will try to get the Stevens Point School Board to reevaluate the age-appropriate guidelines used to cancel the play, but so far there's no indication the district has violated free speech rights. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.